Today's Shia Mishaburi Yaimi is Siman Shin Samach Vav, and we're beginning the halachos of Eruv Chatzeros. And an introduction is in order here. So there was a takana of Shlomo HaMelech that even houses or chatzeros, courtyards, sheyesh lehem mechitzos kedin, that have fully valid enclosures halachically, v'heim rishus hayachid, and they're really rishus hayachid, and you should be able to carry min ha-tayra from a house to a house, a house to a chatzer. Aser l'taltel mirshus achas l'chaverta ad she'arvo. You cannot carry from one rishus to another rishus. We'll see what this means exactly until there's what's called an eruv chatzeros. What are considered two rishuyos with respect to this halacha? One is from a bayis to a bayis, from lav dafka a house. It could be, as we saw previously, it could be from a room to a room of two different bnei adam. Not only two different bnei adam that do not have any jurisdiction over one another. They're independent of each other financially. These are different homes that are owned by different people. There's no jurisdiction, as I said, of one over the other. It could be the same thing from two rooms, even a house if that's the case. If it's owned by two different people or two apartments in an apartment building, going from one room to the other is going to be aser unless there's an eruv chatzeros or or from a house, a home, into a joint chatzer of, once again, multiple houses or apartments going into a joint chatzer. So, for example, if you have a big yard, a big courtyard, and there are different homes opening up into it, taking from the home into the courtyard, or, for example, from an apartment building into a joint hallway will be a problem unless there is Erev Chatzeros. Now, what happens if you have in a Chatzer only one home? So then it is mutter to carry from the home into the Chatzer. That's obvious. That's the person's own Chatzer. But the truth is, even if you have people that live in the Chatzer, you would also be allowed to take it from the home into the Chatzer because a dira of a chatzer, people living in a chatzer, is not considered a dira. This is the Gemara at Erevin, Pei Vav Amud Beis. We'll see it coming up in Siman Shin Ayin. Now, what's the basis for this isser? So there are two opinions brought down in the Rishonim. There is the opinion of Rashi, and there is the opinion of the Rambam. So Rashi, the reason he gives is because if we allow one to go ahead and be carried from one rishus to another rishus, people will make a mistake and think that the same way you can carry from one rishus to another rishus, you can also carry from rishus yachid to rishus harabim. That is the opinion of Rashi. So it's based on the understanding that if you allow from one rishus to another rishus, you'll also allow from rishus yachid to rishus harabim. The Rambam gives a different reason. The Rambam says, this is the Rambam in Erevin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. He says that the gzeirah was not to carry from a house, a private house, to a chatzer that serves a bunch of different homes, because the chatzer then is similar to rishus harabim, and people will think the same way it is permitted to go ahead and carry from a house to a chatzer, which is a joint chatzer. So you can carry things from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim. So what has to be done in order to carry from a house to a house or a house to a joint chatzer? You have to make an Erev Chatzeros. What is an Erev Chatzeros? That all the different homeowners, they go ahead and they have to give a pas, bread, to the join up to and put it in to one house. Now, they don't have to each actually give a piece of bread or some bread. You could have one person from the Bnei HaChatzer, from all the individuals in the Chatzer, he can go ahead and be Izake. He can go ahead and take one bread and be mezakeh all the others, that they have a chelek, they have ownership in that bread. And therefore, it's as if all of them have put their own bread in one of the houses. And based on this, all the different balabatim are like they're living in together in one house where the bread is, because the concept is that the ikar dira, the main dira of a person, is where his bread is at. And therefore, this concept of them all having a chelek in that one bread, in one house, that's where their bread is at. And therefore, these are not considered different rishuyos. They're not considered different rishuyos chalukos of different people. They're considered one rishus, and that one home has the chatzer and the other homes and the other houses all considered like serving that home. And on this takana, there was a bas kol that went out, Gemara says, and said, "Bini im chacham libcha yismach libi gam ani." Now, also, what should be understood is that the actual pure iser from just stam carrying is from a home to a home, or from a home to a chatzer. What about from a chatzer to a chatzer? So there, Chazal also asered carrying from one chatzer to another chatzer, again, obviously owned by different individuals, to carry kelim that were shavas in the bayis, meaning if during Bein HaShemashos there were any types of kelim or anything like that in a home at the beginning of Shabbos, then those kelim that were in a home that are now in the chatzer cannot be moved from a chatzer to another chatzer. Meaning, if you had kelim that at the onset of Bein HaShemashos, beginning of Shabbos, were in the chatzer, you would be able to carry them from a chatzer to a chatzer without any erev chatzeros. Only kelim that actually were in a home at the time that Shabbos entered, although the Chazon Ish says if they were in the home at any time on Shabbos, it would be usher. But most understand it as if at the time of the onset of Shabbos, the kelim were in a home, then you would not be able to take it from a chatzer to the chatzer. This, regardless of how it got to the chatzer, whether it got to the chatzer be iser, or whether it got to the chatzer with a heter, meaning, let's say a person wore some clothes from his bayis into the chatzer, and now he took off the clothes in the chatzer. So the clothes were in a home on the onset of Shabbos. Now it's in a chatzer, and there's no erev chatzeros, so you would not be able to carry it from one chatzer to another chatzer. Again, I pointed out that the zman for the kviyas Makom HaShvisa, the time when it's considered the place where the kelim were on Shabbos, is at the onset of Shabbos, between HaShemashos and the beginning of Shabbos. That's the Pashas of Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ritva, and we're going to see this in the Mishnah Brura, coming up in Shin Pei Vav, Ber Alacha. However, there's a Chazon Ish, who actually says, as I said, that an item can get its Makom HaShvisa during Shabbos itself. So a kli that was originally in a chatzer, and it came into a home on Shabbos, and then it comes back out, that would be a problem also, according to the Chazon Ish, carrying it from one chatzer to another chatzer. Now, one last point I think it's important to point out is that, you know, we sort of presented the necessity for an Erev and what an Erev accomplishes based on one opinion, but the truth is the Gemara in Erev in Mem Tesa and Aleph actually presents two opinions as to the basis for Chazal's instituting an Erev. According to Rabbah, and the reason is to establish residence. This is what's called, what Rabba calls, Eruv Mishum Dira. Rashi there, in Dibra Maskil Mishum Dira, explains that people's intent is on their food, and thus the place of one's food, that's his residence, and it's as if he lives there. Shmuel, however, contends that an Eruv is a form of kinyan. That's what he says, Eruv Mishum Kinyan. An Eruv merges the houses in the chatzer, because it affects an acquisition. In other words, by placing food in a residence, it is considered as though one acquired a part of that residence, and the primary purpose is to acquire residence and does not have to be made specifically with food. Now, even though Rambam and Rashi follow Rabba's explanation, there's a difference between the Rambam and Rashi. According to the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Erev and Halacha Vav, the purpose of the Eruv is to make all of the residents of the yard partners in the house where the food is stored. And once they're partnered in the house where the food is stored, they are partners in the other houses in the yard as well. Rashi, however, explains that contributing food for the Eruv makes one a resident of the house where it is stored. And the other houses, is how he explained it originally, become subordinate to that house. And those are the different understandings of Rabba's Shita, is how we hold. And now we begin Sif Aleph, Shin Samach Vav, Sif Aleph. Chatzer Shabbei Batim Psuchim L'socho. When there are a number of houses that open to a chatzer, a yard, Asru Chachomim L'taltal Mibateyam L'chatzer, Chazal prohibited transporting objects from the houses to the chatzer, to the yard, Ad Shi'arvu, unless they make an Eruv. What is that? This involves collecting food from each house and placing it in one of the houses in the yard, in the chatzer, in the... And by doing so, it is as if they all live in that house. And the yard then becomes associated with that house specifically. So as you see from the title of this siman, this is the dinim of Eruv to a chatzer, where Harbe Bnei Adam Darimbo, where a bunch of people live in that chatzer. So let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Aleph. Shaharbei batim, chater shaharbei batim psuchel mesocho. When there are a number of houses that open to a yard, shall anashim miyuchadim, from different people independent of each other. Again, they don't have jurisdiction. Home or room is miyuchad to a different person, because if they all live as one in all the houses, then you would not need an erev chateres, as we'll see coming up in Simon Shin Ayin. Sif Katam Beis, Mi Bateim Le Chatzer. So Chazal, acid transporting objects from the houses to the yard. V'hu Adin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mi Bayis Le Bayis B'toch HaChatzer. The same is true from one house to another within the yard. O B'toch HaMavui, or within the Mavui. Av Shal Mavui Mesukan B'lechi V'korah. This is even though the Mavui was adjusted and rectified with a lechi or a korah. The tam bekol zeh de gazru shelo lahotzi mirshuso mirshus chavero kidei de lo lesi lafuke mirshus hayachid le rishus harabim. And the reason for all this zera is so that a person, the Mishnah says, will not be motzi from one rishus to another rishus. This is a quote from Rashi, so that they will not come to go ahead and take from a rishus hayachid to rishus harabim. So again, he's going with Rashi's basis. Remember in the introduction, we quoted the Rambams as well. But the basis is that if a person goes ahead and he can carry from one rishus to another, different domains under different jurisdictions, then he'll come to carry also from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim chas v'shalom, and therefore they made exeira. Uvechatzer gufa muter l'taltel b'kulo. And in the chatzer itself, you can carry... no problem. You do not need, if the item is in the chatzer, there's no problem carrying it around in the chatzer itself without any erev chatzeros. V'afilu mi-chatzer le-chatzer nami mutter. And even from one chatzer to another chatzer, in principle, is okay from a chatzer to a chatzer. It's going to be mutter. As we pointed out in the introduction, the iser to go ahead and carry from one chatzer to another chatzer an item is only on items that were shoves, items that at the onset of Shabbos originally were in the bayit. But if at the onset of Shabbos they were originally in the chatzer, you can move it even from one chatzer to another chatzer. That's what he means here. Lo gazer v'zer rabbanon u'kidl l'kam, like we'll see coming up more elaborately in Siman Shin Ayin Beis. Sif Katan Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that when you go ahead and you do this erev chatzeros by taking a pas from collecting fruit and bread from each house and placing it in one of the houses in the chatzer, so by doing so, it is as if they all live in that house. So Mishnah Berurah says, "The ikar diraso shall adam b'makom shepito sham," because the ikar dira of a person, as we said, the main dwelling of a person is where his bread is at. And therefore, Chazal instituted that the place where a person puts his bread, that is his place of dira. And we continue on. Sif Katan Dalet, Uki'ilu Kol HaChatzer. And the Shulchan Aruch said, so by doing so, right, it's as if they all live in that house, and the yard, the chatzer, becomes associated with that house specifically. Ki'ilu Kol HaChatzer. The whole chatzer becomes associated with that house specifically. And now, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rambam. Ukimo shehizbir harambam. Like the Rambam spells out, v'zeh le-shono. This is his lush on the Rambam. Sheyisarvu b'machal echad, shemanichin oso me'erev Shabbos. They do an erev with one food that is put there from before Shabbos. Klomar, this means to say, Shekulanu Mu'uravin Ve'ochel Echad Lechulanu. This means that we're all intertwined, and it's one Ochel for all of us. Ve'ein Kol Echad Mimenu Cholek Rishuso Michavero. And there's not one of us that has a different Rishus from the other. Ela Kishem Sheyad Kulanu Shava Ve'makom Zeh Shenishar Lekulanu. Kasiyad kulanu shava b'chol makom she'achaz kol echad la'atzmo v'harenu kulanu rishus echad. So this is, as we explained in the introduction, the Rambam Shita is that, according to the Rambam, all the residents of the yard of the chatzer, partners in the house where the food is stored, and once they're partners in the house where the food is stored, they're now partners in the other houses in the yard as well. That's the concept according to the Rambam. V'maisa zeh lo yavo l'tos u'ledamos shemuter lahotzi la'achnis mirshus ha'yachid l'rishus ha'rabim. And by doing this, people will not go ahead and make the mistake that you can go ahead and be motzi from a rishus ha'yachid and take something from rishus ha'yachid and bring it to rishus ha'rabim. That is the lashon of the Rambam. Again, we pointed out that Rashi explains it a little different, that Rashi's concept is not like the Rambam, that once the Erev makes all of the residents of the Chatzer partners in the house where the food is, and once they're partnered in the house where the food is stored, they're partners in the other houses in the yard as well. Rashi explains that the contributing food for the Erev makes one a resident of the house where it is stored, and the other houses become subordinate to the house. That's his Lashon. He says, Shekulam darim bebayis anicho boapas, v'shar habatim tfeilim lebayis zeh. This is what the Torah brings down as well. The Rambam, again, is the same way he's makne, his dira, that person, to everyone else, and therefore it's as if they're all there. So too, everyone else is being makne their bayis, so that they're all considered part of his bias and their bias, and everyone's biases together. And it's like, therefore, everyone is living, according to the Rambam, in all the batim. And that's the reason that the Mishnah Brura, again, brings down, interestingly, that the Mishnah Brura goes ahead and brings the Rambam's version, when the Shulchan Aruch's Mashmos seems to be more similar to Rashi's. Anyway, I ain't shum. In the Sugya, more of that is for Ian Shear. Tomorrow we continue with Sif Beis. Hopefully everyone will join us for the Erev Chatzeros ride.